Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer in Japan. A Tokyo Temple gong welcoming 2025. And in Australia, Sydney Harbor hosting over a million people with music and fireworks. Here at home,
in Atlanta, large crowds are expected for the Peach Drop, returning this year after a hiatus. In Las Vegas, 250,000 expected on the Strip for the countdown to 2025.
ABC's Lionel Moise and a heavy security presence in New York's Times Square for the ball drop. 2025 has arrived in South Korea, where the search for answers has just begun after Sunday's Jeju air crash that left 179 people dead. NTSB investigators have arrived in South Korea from the U.S. to assist. A state funeral for former President Jimmy Carter will be held at the Washington National Cathedral on January 9th after he lies in state at the U.S. Capitol, but first, a viewing this Saturday at the Carter Center in Georgia. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The 2024 word of the year is polarization. Wonder why. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary chose it because it describes the state of our country right now. Jessica Fizel is a political science professor. She says polarization is nothing new. We've been building to this for decades. In 2024, she says both Democrats and Republicans were tending toward extremes rather than the center.
The parties have really exploited the American public in this way to their advantage. People tend to vote out of fear and hatred more than they do out of support and joy. And I think the American public is tiring of this level of hostility.
Fizel believes polarization has become more common here because people don't interact with others who see things differently. That problem is exacerbated online by algorithms that show users content that supports their own views. And today for New Year's Eve, Madison Metro buses will operate as usual, but tomorrow they'll all be on Sunday schedules. And it's that time. Do you have a resolution? It's easy to have grand dreams and some sort of lofty goal, but sometimes the key is choosing something within reach. Here's Lisa Hale.
One of the most recognized traditions associated with the new year is making resolutions or goal setting. Emily Wright is an organizational impact coach with Lakeland Care Plus Consulting, and she says before one starts to set goals for the new year, it's best to take a moment and reflect on the year that's ending.
What do you want to celebrate over this last year? What worked well? What do you want to leave behind? What were some learnings? Is there anything unfinished? You know, did we not accomplish something that we wanted to? Do we want to bring it forward? Or is it time to drop it?
Wright said looking back over the past year's accomplishments can give you momentum as you set your goals for the new year.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks are back on the court. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are on the road in Chicago to take on the Bulls at the United Center. The Bucks with a record of 16-14. The Bulls three games under 500 at 15-18. We'll have a full recap after the game tonight. NFL, the Packers hosting the Chicago Bears Sunday at noon. Players like Packers right guard Sean Ryan still disappointed in their 27-25 loss to the Vikings Sunday in Minneapolis.
Everyone here is upset, you know. Going into the end of that game, we definitely, you know, we're juiced up, you know, get a chance to win the game, but, you know, we can't wait for, you know, the end of the game to get ready for that, so it's got to start fast and do better early on in the game. We'd like to end each drive with points, whether that be a field goal or seven, but we just got to do better across the board, you know, pick up blitzes better, you know, run the ball, you know, block people better, not allow them to get that far ahead and play catch up.
That's Packers right guard Sean Ryan. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be cloudy with a few scattered light snow showers possible here today. Our high in the low 30s with wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, we're going to drop down into the upper teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments, and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
Well, Bob Woodward, you know, ever since All the President's Men, along with Carl Bernstein, they basically blew the cover off of the Watergate scandal.
That's right, with Deep Throat.
And that's a great movie, by the way.
Deep Throat? I saw that.
No, I meant All the President's Men, but thank you for that.
All right. Linda Lovelace was a great performer.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend and colleague, Mr. Luke Mathers, will be here with a Tuesday tangent from Luke, and we'll celebrate the new year. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
He's utterly un-American. He's a sociopath. He's a psychopath. He's incapable of bringing people together. So at one level, Jen, it makes no sense what he's saying, but at the other level, he wants to beat this party down, I believe this, until the only people in my former party are people who are on their knees pledging to him every day. It's going to be a party that shrinks. And there's a great opportunity here to convince Republicans that Kamala Harris is American. Kamala Harris supports democracy and the rule of law. So come on, stand up now.
Wow. Yep. Well, that is a perfect setup for our next guest. I've been wanting to meet this guy forever. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman joins us now. And Tony Gerber, the director of War Game, which I just watched on the plane coming back from New York. Good morning, both of you. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thanks for having me on. I'm guessing you wanted me to join because of my appearance on Curb Your Enthusiasm, right?
Yeah. That's exactly right. I mean, you are such a patriot. Can I just say, I love the way, whether it's Joe Walsh calling Trump un-American, whether it's, Josh Shapiro saying, stop talking America, Donald Trump. This is exactly what this whole premise, you know, that you've always spoken out against Colonel Vindman and that this film is about, right, is just standing up for the America we all know and that you've served your whole life. Just give us your thoughts on where we are right now.
So I kind of prefer the new VP pick, Walsh's weirdo.
Yes.
That's a good one for me. I think it's quite accurate. And that's specifically kind of the top of the ticket and, J.D. Vance and these folks that are kind of out in left field that are leading the party. That's not a reference to, swaths of Republicans that are kind of are still trying to find their way in a party that's widely departed from kind of the Reagan era route. But, this film was a critical decision by my organization, the Vet Voice Foundation, to tackle the idea of these weirdos looking to upend our democracy. What we realized after January 6th, 2021, is that there's another potential for January 6th, but maybe more dangerous. More dangerous in that county sheriffs or a worst case scenario, the military, especially elements of the National Guard that are kind of involved in the day-to-day life in their communities and in states that have been subject to kind of deeper levels of radicalization take a partisan line and don't uphold their oath to democracy. And we really needed to kind of evaluate this, the risks of this scenario. So we put on what we would do in national security circles regularly, which is conduct a war game. Mm-hmm. And we had the forethought of bringing in Tony and Jesse and the whole film crew to make sure that this was not just in these kind of dark lit rooms simulation that could end up as a shelved report, but something that communicates to the American people the real risks to our democracy kind of posed by these radical weirdos.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everybody obviously was so, taken by your patriotism and bravery. And if anything, personally, that Donald Trump is running on just vengeance. You and your brother experienced, but even the title, what you said in your testimony, the title of your book, Here Right Matters, which is what you said to your dad. Boy, I hope that proves true, and I believe that it will be. But Tony, let's talk to you and your big bag of Emmys. I just hope people understand, because it's such a cool concept. Let me just read it from your notes here. A real life political thriller set on January 6, 2025. So it's played by all real people, like Lieutenant, like Colonel Vindman, Heidi Heitkamp, all on and on, Pete Strzok. There's all these people we would recognize. It imagines a nationwide insurrection in which members of the U.S. military defect to support the losing presidential candidate, while the winning candidate and his advisors, played by an all-star roster of senior officials from the last five administrations, bipartisan, right? War game the crisis in the White House Situation Room. They have 6 hours to save democracy as the country teeters on the brink of civil war. I mean, it is chilling, but all too imaginable, right, Tony?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's called a thriller, and parsing that, I had a thought about how to be even more specific. It's really a hostage film, right? But in our film, instead of the billionaire's daughter with the knife to her throat, it's democracy. Mm-hmm. So in our film, you see a blue force, which is represented by a fictional President John Hotham, played by former Montana Governor Steve Bullock, and his senior advisor, Heidi Heitkamp. Pete Strzok, as you mentioned, is the director of the FBI. So you have this room of very seasoned, bipartisan, I might add, former elected officials and government-appointed minds working together to defuse a very, very violent situation. And down the hall in the hotel, because we filmed in the in a Marriott in downtown D.C., down the hall in the hotel you had what's known as the Red Cell. That Red Cell represents the insurgency, the potential insurgency. So this is truly a war game in which you have antagonists and protagonists. And the Red Cell is doing their best to undermine the certification of the vote, and they have 6 hours to do it, so that's really the setup.
It is like a thriller mixed with a horrible reality show where you have 6 hours. It's like Naked and Afraid meets Survivor. But Colonel, I'm just curious, one of the most serious things that we have heard about that runs through this is within the ranks of the military. And that's something that we've heard about. And I have to ask, is something being done about it? To what degree are military, police, you name it, people that were at January 6th have infiltrated our ranks? And what do we do about that?
So I would just say that we should recognize a couple of features that, played out with a disproportionate percentage of the folks that appeared on January 6th being military. One is that the military is not outside of society. It's representative society. It's folks that, served in uniform a lot. Mainly it's there weren't any active duty folks per se. I think it was a small number of folks that ended up getting caught up. But mainly it was veterans that were radicalized after the end of their military service. They're representative of the communities that have been propagandized and radicalized by folks like Donald Trump and the MAGA movement. But they're also folks that have sworn an oath to support and defend the Constitution. they have put their lives on line through some term of military service and are willing to do whatever it takes to defend democracy. They have just been, their reality, their worldview has been totally skewed. So it's an issue with regards to combating disinformation targeted at veterans, targeted at the military, and combating effective propaganda. And that is just a really, really hard problem to solve.
Part of it, Colonel and Tony, is that, you know, you can say it's a thriller, but some of this stuff has already happened. I mean, we know that he ordered, you know, troops into, you know, so he could go do his photo op in front of the church. He said, why can't we shoot them in the legs? Or, I mean, you know, so we already know, and we know that they're trying to put in all this apparatus to have a successful January 6th this time, right? To you know, put in the, you know, challenging the certification, putting in election deniers in state after state. Tony, what level of concern do you have that your film could become real?
Oh, I have a lot of concern, you know. One of the things that I think is extraordinary about the film is it represents process, right? And democracy is about process. It's not necessarily about immediate results, right? If you don't have patience for process, what you have is authoritarianism, right? You know, we've never had the so-called perfect union. Democracy has always been arcing toward justice, right? And, this is what our film represents. It represents reasoned minds of both parties processing a situation and figuring out how to off-ramp this threat.
Yeah. Colonel, I'm always struck by, I had to think for a minute, wait, how many crimes ago did you testify? Oh, that was the Ukraine thing. but what I just have to get your reaction to this latest, like, apparent Egyptian payoff to Donald Trump. It almost becomes just breathtaking and overwhelming, the amount of criminal activity that he's been involved in. And also him congratulating Putin on a hostage deal, and just on and on, right? The just your take on all of it.
So I would just say, to simplify it, it's really kind of the same enterprise in different forms.
Yeah.
The first impeachment was about an effort to steal an election, self-service. It was, he just, you know, used the tools at hand, which would be extortion of Zelensky, president of Ukraine, and withholding $400 million in aid in that. It was an egregious abuse of power. The second one was also about stealing an election, the January 6th insurrection. It's all about self-service. So, that, yep. and different kind of forms of self-service, including, you know, these ideas of bribery, encouraging people to serve his interests, whether it's copyrights in China or payoffs or things of that nature. It's all one and the same thing, taking different forms. And he did it as an abuse of power when he was president. That's why we can't ever allow him anywhere near the Oval Office, because he'll continue to abuse power in the interest of self-service.
Yeah. Colonel Tony, it's like a political nerd nirvana, your
yep.
film. It's I'm like, oh my God, it's General Wesley Clark. I love him. It's it's a cast of 100 stars, and it is, you're right, it's a thrill, it's a terrifying, mm-hmm. but it really is, it's just so critical. Tell us how we can watch War Game.
Yeah, I'll tell you that, but I just want to add that when we shot this film in January of 2023, Trump had all but disappeared from the political landscape, right? Mm-hmm. We all assumed that DeSantis was going to be the candidate. Mm-hmm. So this film is by no means an anti-Trump scree. I think his name is mentioned marginally once in the film.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is that he looms so large as this unspoken threat, right, that he's the off-screen terror. Right. And that's what Hitchcock's definition of suspense was. It's not about what's on screen. It's about what looms off screen. So that it feels like a film about.
Well, and it's the whole party. It's Project 2025. So you're right. It's not just about one guy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the film opened last Friday in New York City at legendary Film Forum. And apparently we set some records.
Yay.
And I understand that our per screen average was second only nationally to Deadpool.
Wow.
You know, sort of extraordinary for a little documentary, an independent film. But we are expanding. Next Friday, we'll open in Los Angeles. We'll be at the New Art. Nice. We're in Chicago at the Siskel Film Center. We'll be in Toronto, and we'll be in Philadelphia. And folks can go to wargamefilm.com and sign up for the email list, and they'll get updates from Vet Voice, and they'll also get updates about where the film is showing. Because we're also taking it to universities. So we're trying to reinvent this model of distribution, which is horribly broke. Corporate media has destroyed just about everything, right? It's destroyed all nuance and all discussion.
I'm doing my show in my basement, Tony, so I...
You understand, man.
Yeah, I hear you.
So we're going to play museums. We're going to play colleges. If folks see the film and they're interested in bringing it to their town, you know, to their city, we want to get it into red states. We want to get it into purple states. It's part of the conversation. Yeah. I like to say it's a provocation for a conversation.
Yeah.
And it's a conversation that a lot of folks don't even realize that we needed to have.
And it's not not hyperbole if you're paying attention.
We have to reckon with how we got to this place.
Yeah.
Right? It's not just about an election. Yeah. Right? It's how did we, what were the root causes that took us to this moment?
Yep. The film is War Game. Tony Gerber, the director, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, just such an honor. And I believe on November 5th, we were going to find out that here right matters because of patriots like you. So thanks so much, both of you.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you, guys.
See you soon. All right. There they go. Get it. Go watch the film. It's so great. 20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by me, thriving. Look at me.
Look at you thriving.
Look at me. Okay. Let's face
it. They're all thrivy and stuff.
Life can be stressful, can be overwhelming, right? And your body suffers, right? Your mind, it's connected to your... Remember, ever since the, Operation Game, you hit my funny bone. Everything's connected.
Sure.
That's how I learn medicine.
Oh, yeah. That's how you learn. Yeah. Got it.
Let me take out your spare ribs.
Ow!
There it is.
Just Calm is the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. I love it. I used to take the Sammy. This is way better. It helps you relax, breathe a little easier for next-level mood and immune support. I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics. It helps you with bloat, constipation, so your gut produces more serotonin, your happy hormone.
Yeah.
It's like the Tim Walz hormone.
Yeah.
Just happy. Plus, it supports a better sleep. You're going to need that. We're 3 months out. Let's do this. With Just Calm and Just Thrive Probiotic, you have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you win the day. For a limited time, save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's like getting a month free. And download my Just Thrive episode. Listen to my interview with the founder of Just Thrive, Tina Anderson, who is a delight. JustThriveHealth.com. Type in the promo code Stephanie.
She puts the broad back in broadcasting. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrated the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and, of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You'll get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 and join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
For women.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
What did someone say? Tim Walz has that nice grandpa energy, except yeah. if you try to pull some, he will you up.
Yep. He has that exact energy. Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He was a coach.
He's a nice grandpa, but don't F with him.
Don't make him cross.
Right.
Going to get a talking to.
Uh-huh.
All right. How exciting we got to meet Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman.
Yes. He's been a
patriot,
hero.
Patriot, hero. Amazing. As is Olivia Troy, who was just founded Republicans for Harris. Mm-hmm. Here she is.
Launched today, it's an initiative to grow this bipartisan coalition to support Kamala Harris and get her to victory. I think a lot of us lean conservative, as you know, and I think what is happening here with the Republican Party, we believe is dangerous and extreme. And I think we need to get back to the values of, you know, observing the rule of law, of standing with our international allies and actually providing true leadership to the world, which is something that Kamala Harris has exhibited during the Biden administration.
By the way, keep in mind, a lot of the people speaking out the loudest about against the danger of a second Trump administration worked in the Trump administration,
exactly.
Like Olivia Troy and mm-hmm. Colonel Vindman, yep. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to carry the four divided by seven? Alex in Kalamazoo.
Oh,
that's fun to say.
It is.
Hello. Hi, Alex. Hello,
hey,
Alex.
How are you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Hello, you there?
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, well, first off, I got to say, it was an honor to be on hold with Colonel Vindman.
You served together. You served with Colonel Vindman.
Well, I actually am in the military.
Oh,
so
good.
It's so wonderful to see military leaders who actually make sense. The military is comprised of, you know, there's a lot of conservative talk that got pushed into that Trump camp, and it's great to see military leaders like him who actually stand up for the things that are good for our country, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Exactly. But, you know, Tim Walz is another one of those people, and that's what I love about him. He was a non-commissioned officer, not an officer like the colonel, but a non-commissioned officer for 20-some years in the National Guard, which is just, you know, it's wonderful. And I was listening to a podcast, Ezra Klein had him on the show, and they were talking about some amazing things he's done. You know, I'm just so happy to have somebody who cares about free lunches.
Me too.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A reminder to please drive safely over the New Year's holiday. The Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign is still in effect across Wisconsin, so local police and state troopers will be on alert, keeping an eye out for impaired drivers. You should have a designated driver if you'll be imbibing and out and about over New Year's. On top of that, ride sharing has never been more accessible. Plus, AAA is running its tow-to-go program. If you call AAA, they'll tow your car anywhere within 10 miles, and you don't have to be a AAA member. And if it feels like we've had more air quality advisories over the last year, it's not just you. The Department of Natural Resources released its annual Air Quality Trends Report. This year's report covers all of 2023. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot breaks it down for us.
Wildfire smoke events in 2023 resulted in the DNR issuing 15 air quality advisories, which is almost five times higher than the average over the past 12 years. The report looked at ground-level ozone, sulfur dioxide, nitrogen dioxide, carbon monoxide, particle pollution, and lead. And what burned in Canada last year was over 2 million acres bigger than the state of Wisconsin. That's six times the annual average, and that smoke contained ozone-forming pollutants, which, combined with warmer-than-usual summer temperatures, contributed to increased ozone concentrations. This resulted in the Lake Michigan shoreline area, including Milwaukee and parts of Sheboygan and Kenosha counties, continuing to fall short of meeting the 2015 ozone standard. Wisconsin has implemented many programs that have reduced emissions of ozone-causing pollutants, which range from power plants, industry, and transportation within the state. But still, these emission reductions have not resulted in the attainment of the 2015 ozone standard, because most ozone-causing emissions are transported across state boundaries and are outside of Wisconsin's control.
That's Brittany Merlot, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be cloudy with a few scattered light snow showers possible here today. Our high in the low 30s with wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, we're going to drop down into the upper teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Clothes that fit your style and your life. At Equability, they adapt your jackets, pants, and more for dexterity or mobility challenges. Feel confident, comfortable, and ready for anything. Visit equability.co to make your clothes easier to wear today.
Hey, Wisconsin. Luke from the Civic Media Network team here, wishing you and yours the very best this holiday season. Whether you're listening on the radio dial, streaming us on the Civic Media app, or listening along online, we really appreciate you making us part of your holiday routine this season.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, it's a time tunnel palooza.
And we'll feature a few interviews with each other.
Oh, join us. It'll be fun.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
At the end of the day, We need to all take a stand against the potential that this man could come back into office. I think this is extremely dangerous. And look, I think the coalition will grow. I'm having conversations with Republican voters who privately will tell me that they're very concerned. They're horrified about what's happening in the Republican Party. They're ashamed at what's happening about all these leaders that could make a difference falling back in line.
Go on, Olivia Troy. All right, we're just walking on sunshine this morning because why? Balls to the walls, 2024. I'm going to make that work. She'll tell me if it'll work. Rachel Bitticoffer.
Yay!
joins us. Someone just called you what you really are, is just a badass.
Yeah.
I mean, of all the things, political strategist.
Here Jamie called me Queen Badass, her royal badass, and it was the best compliment that I ever got. I thought I was going to just die of happiness.
You know, Rachel, we've talked about this before, that you and I have been saying this forever, that, you know, this is why we love alpha liberals, right? That, you know, and your book is Hit 'Em Where It Hurts, right? Like, and Tim Walz, isn't he a perfect example? He made weird take off, and it obviously is getting under their skin like nothing else, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the kind of marketing, you know, that we need, right? It's a four-letter word, five-letter word, weird. Everyone knows what it means. You don't need a SAT education, college-level education, to be able to understand the message, right? These people are weird, and I'm so delighted because we've normalized all this weirdness.
Like, thank you.
We take it in and, like, debate it on the merits, and I'm like, stop doing that and just reject it at the very top end because it is Looney Tunes stuff, right? Okay. I mean, so that it's so important that we do that. And I think he's going to be a great pick, and I'll tell you something else about this man that maybe you guys don't know.
Okay.
But in Minnesota, when Minnesota was de-aligning from the right and becoming more liberal of a liberal place, he picked up a red-to-blue district, mm-hmm. served it in 10 years, held that swing district for 10 years, so he knows how to campaign. This is not somebody who... It's never been tested electorally.
Well, I keep hearing the word, Rachel, over and over again, joy. Like, I keep saying about Kamala, like, oh, my God, joy is back in our politics. Like, yes. She's a happy warrior. And that's I felt like he matched her energy the best. Like, I didn't even know he was when this whole thing started. And then just watching him, you go, oh, my God, he has that same, he can hit him where it hurts, like Rachel Bitticoffer would say, but in a Minnesota nice way, where he has that, you know, what's the, you know, online thing, the, you know, big dad energy, right?
And perfect. And I was glad that you mentioned that, Steph, because probably the most important thing for people to know in terms of messaging and like, you know, the optics of this race, he has a daughter who is 8 years old, who would not exist without IVF. They struggled for years, him and his wife, to have kids. So he knows better than anyone what these dangerous national abortion bans that Republicans want to shove down our throat would do, not only to women, but to families who are looking to have kids. I think it's going to be a really compelling way to, you know, kind of highlight that extremist abortion policy.
And, you know, Rachel, it was like all the jockeying and fantasy football that was going on before Biden dropped out. I was like, before this happened, I'm like, stop with the purity tests. It is her choice only. It is who she feels comfortable with. That being said, I trusted her judgment, and I think she made absolutely the right pick for a myriad of reasons, don't you?
I do. I think he's an incredibly strong pick. I think, you know, my father's a great example of this. He you know, he's an uncomfortable Republican, so he's going to vote for Democrats this time around, right? And, you know, he looked at Walz, and he likes what he sees, right? This is a guy that, you know, is surrounded by children signing free lunch. And somebody else tweeted out the juxtaposition of that bill signing with Tim Walz, and the kids are just all over him, and they're all excited with Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, draconian labor laws, right? And you show the kids behind her, they all look like they're headed off into the coal mines, right? Glum. It's just a great contrast. And I think people are underestimating him electorally if you think he's, you know, a guy that's just hung out in Minnesota and never done any rough and tumble. But he does what I call bless your heart, hit him where it hurts. And always try to tell people it doesn't always have to be very out loud and outlandish. It just needs to, it can do it politely and with a smile. And I think he's really deliver that.
Yeah. I mean, as opposed to Donald Trump's just meanness and nastiness and racism and misogyny, I get a feeling, it's just a feeling, you know better than I do probably, you know, from what you do. I just get a feeling of exhaustion. People are just tired of Donald Trump's bull, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, I do a lot of monitor for, like, regular media. Yeah. So like when I tell people no one watches the news, and I get it down to like, you know, 15% of people are watching not Fox News,
right.
30% of people watch news, but half of them are watching fake news. I monitor what they mean by news is GMA, the Today Show,
yeah.
The View. Okay, right. They don't mean Rachel Maddow at 9 p.m.
Right.
So yesterday I was on sports radio. I spent quite a bit of time there because I'm a college football buff. And I heard Colin Cowherd talking about, man, I was flipping the channels, and I came across CNN, and Kamala was on there. I ended up watching it for 2 hours because it was so refreshing to see hope and optimism.
I know. I do that, too. Like, I go out of my way to find, like, clips of her speaking. She's just electric. It's like that rally in Atlanta, insane. And she did 30 minutes concise. The place went crazy. Look at Donald Trump. He blathers on for 90 minutes, and half the people are gone before he's even, they've heard it all before. And also just the vice president pick, I was thinking, boy, if anyone knows better than she, right, she is vice president. So she knows what that role is, what that process is. She saw how Biden worked with Obama. You know, she knows how she worked. And I just think she was the perfect person to make an excellent choice like this. So I just feel like, do you feel like there's going to be a polling bump? Because I feel like the enthusiasm's already through the roof, right?
Yeah, no, like one advantage of knowing me is, you know, a lot of the analysts can tell you what things are like right now, and my forte is telling you how things are going to be, right? So yeah. On the day of the switch, I tweeted out, this is going to change everything. All the old data on Harris is inconsequential. You can't use that data because it's not in the same mindset to the voter, right?
That's what I said. Yep.
My anticipation was we would quickly see her start to make gains in that two-party vote share in the polling, and that when we got to the convention time, we'd be coming in probably with her establishing, like, basically the race inverting from where it was. Trump had a solid advantage for months. We're going to see that invert. We're seeing that happen now, that inversion. And when we get to the convention come out, my guess is in September when the election really starts, folks, because believe it or not, for other people, it hasn't even started yet, that we're going to see probably a 3 to 5 point national polling advantage for Harris in the national polls. And we'll see maybe 60-40 on the forecast.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to be in a very strong position come September.
Yeah. Rachel, I'm sure people say this to you all the time, because even those of us that marinate in this, the fact that, because I don't know, one poll I saw, you know, she was up 1 point or 2 points nationally. The fact that this traitorous 34-count convicted felon rapist, it could even be close is sort of astounding. And I always quote you. You gave a great interview with our friend Bob Seska, just talking about how tribal we are as a, you know, that the Republicans, like day one of the Biden administration, I heard you say, said, oh, the economy sucks. Because now it's Biden's economy. I mean, that's the interesting thing, right? Is people, I think it still is a, like, they don't want to feel like losers or like they were wrong, you know, about Trump, I guess. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that's what my life mission is all about, is getting people to understand how strong partisanship is. Yeah. Because we have this low info electorate, because we have, you know, most Americans unable to tell you who represents them in Congress. That's the reality of regular people. They don't even know who their Congress member is. You know, that stuff is very powerful, and the party heuristic is the be-all, end-all. So the front half of my book is completely focused on getting people, especially people who like us and who listen to people like us, to understand how atypical we are. We are freaks of information.
Yeah.
We have an interest in politics that other people don't have. And, you know, that causes us to know things that other people don't know. What the electorate does know is the president, the sitting president, and the two parties, and their rough, like, brand awareness of those two parties.
Yeah.
And that's really where Republicans have been effective at branding us the last 10 years, and now we're catching up with that, trying to return the favor.
Well, you did a great thread, as you do. You just Republicans for Harris tweeted, when did Donald Trump lose your vote? We just played Olivia Troy. And you just, like, you forget half the things, because there's always new criming. But you said, was it when he was on video laughing about sexually assaulting women? Was it when Paul Manafort shared campaign internals with Putin? Was it when you found out he paid off a porn star to win in 2016 from the Oval Office? Was it when he tried to bribe the Ukrainian president into hurting Joe Biden to get defense weapons? I just had Carl Vindman on. I had to ask him, oh, I forgot how many which crime this was. That's right. This was...
Yes. Early crime.
Right. Yeah. You said, was it when reports surfaced he turned the presidency into his personal personal piggy bank? Was it the time he accidentally gave two Russians our classified info? Was it the moment he stood side by side with Putin and talked about sending him American diplomats to torture? Was it the photo ops with Kim Jong-un that put our flag next to North Korea's? Well, there's five more examples just from 2 days, the last 2 days, that you haven't even gotten to yet, right?
Yeah, I mean, number one, I popped that out. I wasn't all-inclusive. I left some stuff off, so there should be some more. But what I'm trying to do with that is I'm just trying to remind, I'm fighting something. My 4 years of studying the Third Reich and World War II has taught me how powerful optimism bias is, okay? Mm-hmm. And what I want to remind people is, like, look at all the red lines this party has blown through, okay? Look at all these red lines. These are all things like 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, okay, not three, but 5 years ago, when it said, would the American public stomach Jan 6th? And the answer is like no, right? So like, I'm just trying to remind people, like, yeah. I have people all the time who say to me, like, real, you know, sincere, well, do you really think that if he wins, Trump's going to seize power and do... I just want to carry a part of Jan 6th, right, and just poke it up and be like... Yeah, I really do. I really thought the first time they weren't going to transfer power peacefully, and look what happened. Right?
And also because he said so.
We have to accept, like, that we're way we're in a hot pot that has been, you know, set boiling. To boil. It's boiling. Yeah. Like, we're boiling in it now, right?
I mean, this is the rest of your thread. Was it in 2020 when his official position became heads I win, tails you lose, and forever ruined America's confidence in their own elections? That's one of the biggest things, I think, Rachel, is that what percentage of people don't believe in elections because of one orange idiot whose ego couldn't stand that he lost. And so you say, was it after he refused to concede, drew a mob to the Capitol, sent them after Congress? Was it when it became clear he led a party-wide coup, plot across multiple swing states, and tried to take over the DOJ to stay in power? Was it when you found out he stole and hid boxes of classified intel, including top-secret intel in the bathroom at his club? We cannot memory hole all this stuff, Rachel. I mean, that's part of what we're up against, isn't it, as Americans' attention span?
It really is. And, like, you know, here's the thing. As I said, that once people tune in, we're going to see a different election. That was under Biden, okay? After the debate, But we managed a miracle. We have switched our candidate. We have Biden make the most personal sacrifice any human could possibly make in the modern era, walk away from presidential power. And now we're in this really great spot to argue the case against Republicans and to make sure that we remind them what happened the first time Donald Trump was in office, because I don't know if he spent a lot of time online like I do, so you know it's like this alt world where everything was great from 2016 to 2020. They don't mention the pandemic here. They told people that it was all Biden, right? So we have to remind America where it was November of 2020, and where it was terrified of Donald Trump, right? So, like, we have to make sure people remember that.
And he is running a dumb campaign. He cannot figure out what to do against Kamala Harris without being just as incredibly racist and sexist as he is. I feel like he may call you shortly. That's how desperate he is. Give me that Rachel Bitten Hoover.
Be clear, I don't take phone calls from any Trump-supporting Republicans, so there's that. But, no, I will tell you this. Like, he has melted down. Like, everything that I thought when I woke up on Sunday of the switch and heard Joe Biden was going to step down, because I woke up right when the announcement came out, I was like, this is going to change everything.
Yeah.
And one of the things I knew it was also going to change was Donald Trump, because he was coasting, right, with this, like, advantage of tuned out electorate, two old people, nobody cares, everybody hates everybody election again.
Yeah.
And now that dynamic has completely changed, and he has completely melted down. And guess what? Now Republicans have spent the last week noticing how bad he is at election year. It's been a pretty good week.
I have you for another segment.
Can you stay longer?
Can you stay one more segment?
I can stay until 9.
There you go. There you go.
Perfect.
Done and done. There you go. 48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Dog and Marty's Neighbors. Like, Rachel just witnessed me.
Yeah. Playing with the dogs.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah. Mr.
and Mrs. Kisses.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Lord.
They're just, I love them so much. Right. They're not like my children. Do you know how many childless dog lady shirts I currently own now? And we just put ours up at stephaniemiller.com.
Yes, we did.
I couldn't even wait. I always need more. You always need more. I'm just saying, J.D. Vance, they are our children. So you're not going to feed them junk food.
Nope.
You're going to feed them Nature's Blend. It is raw, freeze-dried superfoods, turkey, beef, duck, salmon. Those are the first four ingredients. The actual stuff, not meat meal, not byproducts, right? Oh. Antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables, you name it. It is raw, it's freeze-dried, all the nutrients packed in and the flavor. They go crazy for it, and it's shelf-stable and mess-free. Get it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. I talk to my listeners just like my dog. Get it. Get the stuff, Beaver. Get it. What did I say? 54% off. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. You also get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Hey! Or you can text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
In a perfect world, there would be no right-wing talk radio. Until then, there's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? Do you want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. Coffee, smoothies, oatmeal, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And now you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrated the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You'll get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 and join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eyezervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Eyezervay. Eyezervay
or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eyezervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eyezervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eyezervay today.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Eyezervay.com. That's Eyezervay.com.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores. Apples and bananas, 10 to 53% more. And cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
One,
Come on.
Stephanie Miller. Can't you see? Sometimes your words just
hypnotize me. And I just love your Hey, everybody. Rachel Bitticoffer is going to be on panel with Tom Hartman in Portland. September 7th?
Yep.
Chicago's up next for the big DNC show. Pay-per-view also, but then hitting into September, we're so excited. I haven't been up in Portland in a while, and love it, love it, love it. Can't wait to see you.
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun. I'm really excited, and I'm really excited about the convention now. You know, I was excited. As a political scientist, you, like, study and teach conventions, so I know a lot about conventions.
Right.
The effects, the strategy. Anyway, I'm going to be there for 4 days.
Yeah. Oh, we'll see. Well, come be on the radio show from there, because we're broadcasting.
Yeah. Broadcasting from Radio Row.
Oh, good. Yeah. I didn't know you were. Yeah, we'll see you before Portland.
Yes.
So you talk about economic indicators, obviously, as one of your, it's interesting. Professor Littman, who's also predicted a lot of the elections, I still think Joe Biden would have won. It might have been closer. But anyway, I don't know if he's redone everything. Because, like, someone, like, threw the Scrabble board in the air now. It's like, I don't know.
Oh, they did.
But take a listen. This is Trump trying to, of course, blame Kamala Harris for everything. Hang on.
Donald Trump is blaming Kamala Harris for the market tanking. And like I said, he's named today's volatility the, quote, Kamala crash. Can you fact check a little bit of this claim for me? I mean, does a singular person, does the vice president hold any sway singularly, if at all, over this market?
This might be the easiest fact check of my life. Last time I looked it up, Kamala Harris was the vice president. There's no particular action. Notice, there's no action that she took that he's pointing at. Right. It doesn't seem at all plausible that Kamala Harris caused any part of this.
Right, but she's black. Have they noticed?
She's black?
Yeah. Donald Trump would like to point out. Markets, of course, Rachel, stabilized.
Immediately.
Right. And Trump has presided over some of the darkest days in stock market history. The Dow still closed 7,500 points higher than when Trump left the White House on January 20th, as if facts matter. I mean, all of these things. Illegal border crossings are lower now than they were when Donald Trump left office. Three of the worst days in Wall Street history happened under Donald Trump. I mean, how do you get those, just other than just keeping, like, repeating the facts, how do we get information like that out there?
No, it's a really great example. It's what I keep trying to tell people. There's always something exploitable, okay? So if you have a dishonest opposition, they're always going to be in a position to, there's, in the real world, everything is hit and miss. There's good and bad. There's, stuff that worked and stuff that failed. As long as somebody wants to narrow down on something that failed and define something by it, like Obamacare's website launch, for example, defined the policy, even though it was just the website. Like, it's always heavily exploitable. And the economy is one of those things, right? Because the way that it gets covered is not so macro combo. It's not a macro conversation generally. It's a business cycle conversation. And so you're right. The stock market is almost 7,500 points higher than it was in 2020 before the pandemic, right? I'm not worried about a recession. I want folks to know that. I think, we're going to see fine numbers come out of September. And we're going to see the economy doing fine.
Well, last question. Trump campaign cries fake news as polls turn against them. You knew he was going to do that. Now the polls are fake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How should we think about polls? Because that's what you do. Because obviously, I always say to Chris, polls are bull until I like them, and then I'm going to report them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm lucky because I have a connoisseur's eye for polling. I did it for 5 years. I like to think that I did some of the best horse race polling that's ever been conducted, especially in the state of Virginia. And with that, it was a lot of waiting and modeling that it's really about trying to figure out what the composition of the electorate is going to look like, right? And then preferences of that pure swing bucket. So I know how to spot a good survey. I will tell people, just disregard it if it's not a likely voter survey. And
you
can see that as adult or registered voter. Get rid of it. And
We're going to check back in with you on those as we go along. Next big thing, Hit 'Em Where It Hurts, is the book. Rachel Bitticoffer, noted badass.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we run through some of our favorite This Shouldn't Be a Things. Also, we talk the wonderful world of weddings coming up. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer in Hong Kong. Best of music and fireworks welcoming 2025 this past hour. In New York City, over a million people expected to pile into Times Square for the ball drop tonight. ABC's Aaron Katursky is there.
The police are taking no chances. Manholes are being sealed off, trash cans removed, and spectators are allowed to bring in no umbrellas, no bags, and no booze.
Memorial plans now in place for former President Jimmy Carter. Viewing starting this weekend in Atlanta, next week a service at the National Cathedral in Washington. Then
President Carter will head home to Georgia for a private ceremony where he will be buried at his home alongside his wife. It is a spot that the two of them picked out before she died.
That's ABC's Steve Osunsumi in Atlanta. A team from the NTSB has arrived in South Korea to join investigators at the scene of the Jeju air crash that took 179 lives. This is ABC News.